Sportsnet 960 Mornings, brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
It is just after 8:07. I guess it's more than just a little bit after. World Series, Game 7 tonight, you gotta love it. Game 7 in any sport, money. The Kansas City Royals last night win 10-0. They put up 7 runs in the second inning. Jake Peavy, 1 1/3 inning, 6 hits, 5 runs, lights out. Yordano Ventura is 23 years of age, went in an elimination game, easy for me to say. 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs. He's the first rookie to start and win an elimination game since John Lackey did it for the Angels back in 2002. Impressive stuff. Game 7 tonight, 6 o'clock, on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Just what we've been begging for.
We got it. We got it. Time to talk with Derek Wills.
The Flames Insider is brought to you by Varsity's Holy Truck Sale. Featuring the 2014 Ram 1500, starting at $19,997. Go to VarsityChrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
Not an I told you so for in any way, shape, or form, but Derek, we all sat here yesterday and said, well, expect a good one, because when the Habs come to town, chances are it's one of the games of the season. And I'll tell you, I don't know if it's the game of the season, but it's going to be hard to beat what we saw last night.
It certainly will be, and it's something that I was really looking forward to, and just to feel the building last night, and it started right around puck drop. I was actually anticipating that the crowd would start to kind of battling back and forth a little bit earlier than that, and maybe during warm-up, but that didn't happen. I said, okay, I'll give it a little time here, and then, as soon as the puck dropped, the go Habs go started, and then the go Flames go drowned that out. So I think that the fans did a great job creating a fantastic atmosphere at the Saddle Dome last night, and I think both teams actually fed off of that energy, and that was one heck of a hockey game. It's just a shame the Flames didn't find a way to win it.
Certainly excitement. I don't know that the coaches would be thrilled with how it was played, but for the fans, chances at both ends. Shots on goal, 38-19. I don't know that this was payback for the game in Chicago, but it did kind of feel like it. 2-1 the final, but again, Jonas Hiller, very quietly, Only 19 shots, but one more and this thing's done in regulation. His last 4 starts, 117 saves on 120 shots. He has been number one caliber all season long.
He certainly has been, and it's funny you mentioned that Blackhawks game, because Peter Laborde said the same thing to me right after last night's game ended. Karma, and I think karma did come into play. The Flames definitely deserved to pick up a pair of points last night. Full credit to them, and I hope that they're not holding their heads, because they did a lot of really good things last night. And, yeah, Jonas Hiller, he wasn't the star of the show. The guy at the other end was, but another solid performance. And we were talking about it on the postgame show last night. Will he get a second straight start? My gut instinct tells me no. I think he'll be back in the net for the rematch with the Canadiens on Sunday. But I think that Kari Rommel gets to start tomorrow. But my predictions on the goaltenders so far haven't really been very good, so we'll see what Bob Hartley decides to do. But yeah, Hiller was solid once again, and I don't think he had a chance on the goal that did beat him. It was just a seeing eye shot through some traffic, and he was looking left, the puck went right, and it was a perfectly placed shot by Tom Gilbert, so you can't fault him for that one.
Is this the best game Johnny Gaudreau's played all year?
Oh yeah, he was terrific last night. It's funny you ask, because I was kind of asking myself the same thing. I felt like it was his best game, but you know, he had that multi-point game against the Jets, and that was kind of his breakout game offensively. But last night, he was just all over the ice. And I think he's made some progress defensively, and he's thinking a little bit less about it now. So now more of his natural instincts are kicking in. And he looked so quick out there last night. And, you know, he's actually, I believe, second or third. I looked at the final stats from other games last night, but second or third in the NHL in takeaways this season. And I think that says a mouthful about the type of player he can be. He's so smart, he's so fast, that he's going to steal a lot of pucks and create a lot of things for himself and for his teammates. But I think hands down his best game. And when we asked Marty Gelinas about it on the postgame show, he agreed.
What do you think about, Ryan brought it up earlier, that
you're down a goal. He's been your best player, but he only got, what did you say, 3.5 minutes of power play time?
Some guys are over 8 minutes.
Yeah, I think they're going to start using him more on the power play. The power play went 0 for 7 last night, and I mean, it sounds bad, but they did generate a lot of chances. I actually liked the look we saw on their first power play when they used three defensemen. It was a strange formation, but they actually had Dennis Weidman playing left wing, and he got some good opportunities on that power play, and I'm surprised they didn't go back to it again at a later stage in the hockey game. But you know, Johnny Gaudreau right now is getting better and better by the game, and I think he'll continue to earn more time on the power play. And you know, he's a guy that if you give him any sort of time and space, he's going to burn you. And the more confident he gets, I think the more confident the coaches will get in him. And it's something that Pat Steinberg's been talking about. He's still got a little bit of hesitation in his game, but it's disappearing pretty quickly. So the less hesitant he is, the more he just follows his God-given instincts, the better he's going to be. And I think the more power play time he's going to get. And I think we'll see that start to increase pretty quickly here, guys.
Again, Pinder mentioned that this is a common theme. Paul Byron, to me, has had, I mean, he could be at the top of the league for goal scoring. He just can't seem to find the back of the net. Are you seeing anything with him?
Well, I mean, he's playing well. And at least the chances are there, because if the chances weren't there, then you'd be more concerned. And you know, sooner or later, he's going to score on a breakaway. I think he's 0 for 3 this season, but you know, he's really flying around out there as well. And he actually complements Johnny Gaudreau very well. They're both small players, of course, but they're both very quick. And they played most of last night's game in a line with Michael Backlund. But then, of course, Joel Colburn got hurt. And then after that, Matt Stajan got hurt. So Bob Hartley really had to do some line juggling. But I really enjoy watching those two guys play together. It's the second time they've started a game together this season. The last time it was on that tower in the Timbits line with Joel Colburn. But last night they were playing with Michael Backlund, and I thought that was a pretty good combination. The question is, can the coach leave those guys together with these injuries that were sustained last night, because certainly the staging one didn't look good.
Yeah, was there, again, we're all reading in, right? Stage, oh, it looked really bad, so it's got to be bad. And Colburn, was it the hit to the head? I know on the TV broadcast they showed the trainers working on his left wrist. Did you get any kind of impression as to what it might be and how serious?
Information. I don't have any insider info, but I saw the same thing you guys saw. I saw Joel Colburn take a slap shot off the top of his head. I mean, talk about missing the net. He's a pretty tall guy, and it hit him right on the top of the head. And after the puck hit his helmet, he reached up and kind of tapped his head. I'm not sure if it was because his head hurt or if he was just checking to make sure his helmet wasn't broken, but he did come back on the ice after that, so I'm not sure that's what caused the problem. Pretty clear what when I was staging there, he got all tangled up with big Jared Tenorti, who's 6'6", 225, so not the guy you really want to get tangled up with. But I think it was pretty inadvertent, but their knees seemed to lock up a little bit. And staging, even before he went down to the ice, was grabbing for his knee. So hopefully it was worse than it actually is, or hopefully it looked worse than it actually is, because staging has really started to play well. When you look at what he did last night, he was fantastic in the faceoff circle. If I'm not mistaken, he won 10 of 12 draws. And when you can start with the puck, you're in a lot better shape. And he's been doing a great job helping them do that, playing with more confidence, getting more ice time. So my fingers are crossed for Matt Stajan and for Joel Colburn, two very important players on this team.
No question. And for Stajan, we talk about it a little bit here and there. You feel like maybe his contributions off the ice maybe match what he does on the ice, because it's limited ice time and he doesn't see a lot of special teams, or certainly power play stuff, but in that room, he is one of the leaders, and Mark Giordano's told us as much every time we bring up leadership in that room, so he would be missed in many ways.
Absolutely, and you know, he's a veteran hockey player. He's been around the block a time or two, and I think he's a really good example for the younger players. He handles himself really well, both on and off the ice. Even earlier this season, guys, when he was playing on the fourth line and wasn't getting a lot of ice time, you knew he wanted more ice time because he wants to contribute and help his team win hockey games, but he wasn't complaining about it. So I like Matt Stajan, and I really think that since Bob Hartley's given him an opportunity to log some more minutes, he's taken full advantage of that. And you know, some veterans probably wouldn't have handled the situation the same way he's handled the situation. So I give the guy a lot of credit, and again, my fingers are crossed for him, because that was a really unlucky play last night. So I hope that it's not as serious as it appears to be.
Who would be front of the queue if they need to make a call to Ryan Huska and Adirondack?
Well, because it's a centerman in Matt Stajan, I think your first call-up has to be Granlund, doesn't it? I mean, this guy proved last year that he can play in the NHL, and he looked the same way in training camp and preseason this year. And it was just a logjam of guys up the middle of the ice, and I think that's why he went down to the Adirondack Flames. So I think he'd probably be at the top of my list, and from what I've been hearing, Ferland's been playing pretty well down there as well. So if you do have to call two guys up, I think those are the two guys, and you might have some fans screaming at the radios right now, maybe wanting Berchi or somebody else. But for me, those are the guys at the top of my list, and I think that my broadcast partners would agree with those two selections. Granlund and Ferland are guys who I think came close to making this team out of training camp and would look pretty good in the Calgary Flames jersey right now.
Where's supper?
Where's supper?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Aren't you going to paint the town red? Isn't that a thing tonight?
I don't. Are you aware of the paint the town red? No, he doesn't know.
Okay.
New guy.
Maybe I just didn't get an invite. Maybe that's the problem.
I think that's what it is, Derek. Paint the town red is a it's a big deal here. And are you going now? Are you going?
I got kicked off the list.
You get kicked off?
Well, you got hammered last year, didn't you?
Because what they do is
shut up, Bender.
Because they meet in a spot and then you branch out.
Then you're put into a group and then you go out for dinner with strangers.
At a very fancy restaurant. So these
very high and mighty, yeah.
Flames fans and season ticket holders get to go to an unknown restaurant with an unknown celebrity. And
yeah, well, clearly this big deal is too big a deal for me because
apparently none of us have made the cut.
Well, on that note, I guess
good.
We'll,
I get to watch the ball game.
Yeah, I guess we'll pack it in.
Hey, a lot, though. I feel terrible now.
Yeah, me too. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Derek.
Sounds good, guys. Have a good one.
The Flames Insider is brought to you by Varsity's Holy Truck Sale, featuring the 2014 Ram 1500, starting at $19,997. Go to varsitychrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
You did get kicked off the list, didn't you?
I think so.
Because you acted like a bit of a lummox.
Hey, I was just. The crew I was with, Daryl from Cold Lake,
were they stuffed?
They led the charge. I was just a passenger on that train.
So were they stuffed shirts or were they animals? Kind of animals?
Both. Oh, animals. Absolute animals.
Because I was going to say, if you were the...
I walked into the restaurant that served us last year, about a month ago.
Yeah.
They're still talking about it.
Oh, boy.
Dirty scowls.
Hey. Why change now, right, Retro? Why change now?
It's worked well for you being you so far.
Ask Rhett. Coincidentally enough, if you have any advice that you need from the man, you can get in on the text line, the fan feedback line, 960-960 from your mobile phone for Glenmore Audi. We'll ask Rhett when we come back. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer in the morning, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details. My eyes
keep me in trouble. Wednesday morning. Pinder mentioned it there, but this is the perfect scenario for a Game 7 in the World Series. What do we got, two games, three games tonight in the NHL? It's quiet.
Just two, both on 360.
Yeah.
Edmonton in the late one, hosting Nashville, who you'll see on Friday at the Dome. And the other one is Wings Caps. Not bad. Some superstars if you want them. And then just jump around, back and forth.
Or you can dedicate yourself to Game 7.
And then commercials you jump over.
Sure.
But there's not Sportsnet 360.
But sometimes, you know, if there's a Flames game or if there's something else going on, it's like, oh, I didn't see much. Perfect night. Yeah. Wednesday, fantastic. Who wins Game 7 tonight? The Royals or the Giants?
I'm going to go John Madden on this one and suggest the team with more runs is going to be victorious.
Brilliant.
I don't know. I mean, who could really...
Who's pitching?
Who's the pitchers in this game?
Who are the pitchers in this game? Tim Hudson going for San Francisco, Jeremy Guthrie for Kansas City.
Couple of bums. I'm going with KC.
You have to. You've been on them since day one.
What am I going to switch now? Go Giants? Kidding me?
I think the Giants are the better team, but I don't think that necessarily means they win tonight.
And you know what I want?
Home field's a big deal here.
I don't want none of these blowouts. I want the KC Royals to win with some small ball. Run the bases.
Would you like, then, a couple of tidbits?
Please.
That might make you, as a Royals fan, feel better? For starters, the last road team to win a World Series Game 7, the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates.
Really?
Home teams are 9-0 since.
That's
in a Game 7.
Dope Nelson Cruz couldn't catch a ball.
The Giants, 0-4 all time in World Series winner take all games.
0-4?
0-4 all time. Which maybe doesn't mean anything, but it would tell you that maybe, historically speaking, they've had a hard time closing things out.
Hmm.
Just like Carey Price never winning in Alberta.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
We got to get one more George Brett poop story. I mean, we really do have to be on the Royals.
Yeah, tomorrow morning, if we know how it works by now. Royals win. It's a poop story tomorrow.
The greatest story ever told.
If there's not reason to cheer for that, then I don't know what there is. Jay, I guess it's time. It's 8:28, and for Glenmore Audi, let's do it, shall we?
It's time for Ask Rhett, answering life's tough questions. Here's your host, Rhett Warner.
Ask Rhett, brought to you by Glenmore Audi. With the latest advancements in dynamic driving, design, and innovative technology, the 2015 Audi Q3 extends the idea of what an SUV can be. Visit GlenmoreAudi.com.
Well, this is how it is. Glenmore Audi has decided this is where they want to saddle up with you, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
They've made wise choices.
That's right. Hey, Rhett. Again, if you want to take part, you need guidance in your life. Rhett has it for you. You just have to fire it through on the fan feedback line 960-960. Rhett, should I pop the steamer I have going on my forehead?
Oh, I love popping zits.
Forehead, though. That's it's for all to see.
It's prime real estate there.
It's there anyway. They're probably looking at it anywhere. You know? Go for it. Get it out. Get it over and done with. Deal with it.
Rhett, I'm in the doghouse. What's your best advice for someone who is not in the good books? I'm guessing with...
Silence is golden.
With the lady friend.
Silence is golden.
Are you sure?
Well, no.
Because I feel like silence
chicks,
can...
they like to talk.
Yeah.
If you really want to wow them, you say, hey, let's go grab a coffee and have a chat.
I really want to talk.
Let's go have a talk.
Yeah, they do love that.
Or the walk. Let's go for
it.
I've said it before.
They love walking. Hey, Rhett, how much do you weigh?
I'm about 2 1/4.
What'd you play at?
220 was my highest, 198 my lowest.
Holy.
Yeah.
Rhett, I'm making some pulled pork on the weekend. Do you have a recipe? Do you have a recipe for pulled pork?
I have a recipe, but pulling it off the top of my head's a bit. I like the root beer in there.
Okay.
I do like
You like that stinking root beer?
I like that stinking root beer in there, and... Well, there's lots of... I mean, we're going to go through the whole...
No, yeah. That's good. Just wrap it up. I love a good ribeye, Rhett, but I've started seeing a new girl who is a vegetarian. Is this going to be a major problem?
Not for you. If it is for her, ditch her. What, are you going to spend the rest of your life never eating vegetables? Not good for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not good for you.
Rhett? Planning a fishing trip for next summer with the boys. 4 options. Northern Sask, Vancouver Island, Northern Ontario, Nova Scotia. Where do we go?
I don't see the reason to fly all the way east. Northern Sask can be a beauty trip. You could drive up there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to Vancouver Island, you're obviously going to be doing some of the greatest fishing in the world. So those would be my 2 choices. I'm a bit biased, but all of them, wonderful. It's fishing. You can't screw it up.
Yeah.
Just don't pee in the boat, though.
Is that right?
Don't stand up and try to
don't pee over the side.
Hmm.
What's your favorite flavor of Skol? Favorite Skol flavor?
The last time I had a dip was grade 10 algebra. I was doing a test. I didn't make it through the test before I was ran to the toilet, yakking my brains out. It's disgusting. It's a terrible habit. Stop.
Hey, Rhett, of course, Halloween's coming up. Kids are going to be coming home with the treats. What's the what's your go-to when you're stealing candy out of your kids'
chips
stock?
Come on.
Straight to the chips?
Chips. That's it. Chips.
Okay, so I'll put, what about the candy bars? Because not all...
Score. Love the Score candy bar.
Who gets Score in Halloween candy?
Well, you can buy the little ones, you know, can't you?
Can you?
Well, I don't know.
All right.
We've lived in a hoity-toity neighborhood. We just got big candy bars. Jumbo size. I told you that, right? My first house here.
Yeah.
Never get kids there. The lights are off. Nah. But we had a Halloween party a couple days before, so we had the big giant Costco bags of potato chips. So three kids come to the door. We got nothing, me and Montador. Here you go, kid. Take the big bag. They're like, this is great.
Was it open?
No. Can't give away open food. The cops will come to your house.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Where are we here? Need some
surprise. There's not more Halloween questions.
I don't know if I believe this, but in the spirit of the George Brett poop story, Red, I'm in the bathroom of my bank. I made a mess in my pants, and I have a meeting at 8:30. What do I do?
I don't know.
You have to have some advice there.
I did that on the way to the golf course. You know, early morning one morning, driving along. Uh-oh. Pull over at the Mickey D's, go for a cleanup. Had to get my buddy to buy a pair of pants in the pro shop and bring them out to me. Since we're on the topic.
Yes, by all means.
So is anyone else upset with the... So I'm sitting in the public urinal. I forget where it was.
You're sitting in the urinal?
What? Not the urinal. The whatever. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
On the toilet. Public toilet. And, you know, just enjoying myself, having some deep thoughts. And all of a sudden, whoosh! Those stupid automatic flush things scared me.
Oh, yeah?
Give me a heart attack. Has no one else experienced this where it's like, you're just sitting there.
What, were you rocking back and forth?
No!
Trying to get a lean?
Doing your thing.
Moving side to side.
Then it starts doing it every 30 seconds. It's like, get me out of here. Stupid public washroom.
Rhett, any hope left for your Rough Riders?
Oh, we're in the playoffs, aren't we?
Yeah.
There you go. It's the CFL. Durant's coming back. They almost stomped the Stamps here in town last week. Let's not kid ourselves. Very arrogant Stamps fans right now thinking that, oh, we beat them, but it was a lot closer than it should have been.
Right.
With the lineup that the Riders put out there. So don't be getting full of yourself, Stamps fan.
Rhett, should I get my hair cut like you did? What happened with the... Because you made a bold choice.
I do it every
choice.
Once in a while, just get sick of the hair. But I don't... Then I won't go for a haircut for 8 months, right?
Yeah.
This is not...
You grow good hair.
Got a nice
for a guy in his
flow.
Late 30s.
Nice flow. There's the odd gray turning into a Conroy.
Was that a new Reddism? We would have thrown Feaster to the bus.
Under the bus.
Probably.
Oh, sorry.
Under. Cold cuts. Yes or no?
Well, what do you mean cold cuts? Like
sandwich meat.
Just the standard, the tray that you get at the deli at the supermarket. Don't like it.
Oh, I love cold cuts.
I like good salami.
Oh,
some pepperoni. But I don't like that thick cut ham.
Oh, you know what? When they roll it into the little roll. Yeah. Oh, I love cold cuts.
No.
I'm so happy when there's a tray of little cubed cheese.
And then you wrap the meat around it.
Oh, and the little ham rolls.
Oh, no.
Love those.
That stuff's not good for me. It's all...
Rhett, do I go to Phoenix to watch the Flames at the end of November, or do I go to Vegas?
You can do both. It's a 20-minute flight from Phoenix, and it'll cost you about $80 to get there and back.
Sage advice. Very nice. What's your best all-time Halloween costume?
Best all-time? I wore a carrot outfit to my first ever NHL Halloween party.
Yeah.
It was very well received, especially when I asked Nikki Miller if she, do you enjoy carrots? Do you like carrots?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Huh?
Did she get it?
A bit dense.
Yeah. Not too sharp. What's the biggest tab?
You know what else? The other one we did was the Blades of Glory.
The figure skaters?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good. That was good.
Right. We'll end with this one.
Okay.
And I'll change it because the guy's asking, what's the biggest tab you've put up boozing while you were in the NHL? Let's go big, like team dinner, because remember the Oilers had that thing. It was like, wow, that's a crazy bill. You get a bunch of, truly, you get a bunch of millionaires together and they're going to have a great night.
How about this? I'll say how much I had to pay for my rookie dinner, because I don't think that touting out,
it's not appropriate.
It's not really appropriate, but I had to pay $3,000 for my rookie dinner. And there was more than one rookie.
Do you think that's a lot?
No, not in today's day and age.
Yeah.
I was actually quite happy with it.
Now, what kind of dough were you making? Was this an easy $3,000 to throw down, or was it kind of like, I'm still entry level here, guy?
Well, I was making about $3,000.
Yeah.
So, it's 1% of my salary gone out the window.
Tough.
If you're having to buy a rookie dinner at any stage of your NHL career, don't whine about it.
Yeah.
Pay the bill.
You're in the NHL? Yes. Fork it over.
If that's the worst thing that's going to happen to you.
Yeah. Not bad.
You're doing okay.
Jay, that's Ask Rhett for Glenmore Audi.
Ask Rhett, brought to you by Glenmore Audi. With the latest advancements in dynamic driving, design, and innovative technology, the 2015 Audi Q3 extends the idea of what an SUV can be. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
We're up on 840. When we return, we're going to have a little check presentation, which I know it leaves a little bit of desire on radio, but we'll liven it up for you. Kids Sport is here, as are the boys from Dice Hockey. You bought your Redism t-shirts, and now the best part of it all, when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer talking sports in the morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings, brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Rolling through your Wednesday morning, now 8:46, Boomer and Warner in the morning. Game 7 World Series, we've got it for you tonight on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 6 o'clock, Royals, Giants. Perfect. Will you stay awake for the whole thing? Will you doze? How do you anticipate your Game 7 viewing experience will go?
Time's to start?
6. Just after 6.
Should be all right for 6, right? Like,
inevitably, for guys like you and I, there's...
If it's quiet in the house...
There's bath time, snack time, bedtime, which really derails things.
And it's right in the...
It's right in the
middle of
it.
Yeah.
I don't want to PDR.
Quite often, I like to tape it.
I don't like that feeling.
But it is. It's not the same.
It isn't the
same. Even though you've never seen it.
You feel like you're the odd man out.
You've been cheated.
I hear you. Well, this, if you would have told me a year ago that we would be doing this, I wouldn't have thought, I thought you'd be fibbing. But we're set to hand over, and by we, I mean, it's barely us, but, you know, we
yeah.
are set to hand over, fork over, a nice little donation to Kids Sport Calgary. It is Dice Hockey, Kids Sport Calgary, and Sportsnet 960 The Fan. It all comes together here today as the t-shirts, which started, oh, you guys should make, you got to get a t-shirt. You guys should make t-shirts.
Got to have a t-shirt.
Yeah, t-shirts. So Chris is listening. he contacts through Twitter. Was it through Twitter? Email? Chris, how'd you?
Jason sent me
get right up on it. Get right up on it.
Jason sent me an email.
Yeah.
Shortly after you guys were, you know,
just kicking it around,
yeah. Kicking tires with it, and sent the email out saying, you know, this is something we're looking at doing. Would you like to be involved? And absolutely, it was not even a thought.
So then we started to nail down. Oh, okay, what's going to go on a T-shirt if we're going to do station T-shirts or show shirts for the show? It had to be your inability to string sentences together, or some sort of a comment that was made that, you know, got into the lexicon of the show that people would repeat or enjoy it when we repeated. And we came up with three T-shirts. And then
again, you use this "we" very lightly.
Oh, hey, we were a big part of it, right?
Yeah, we spent
huge.
A lot of
didn't design it, didn't sell them, didn't send them out, didn't take money for them. But you know, we, I'm using the royal we.
With no rep, there's no shirt.
That's correct. And without me, it probably still happens. But anyway, we sell the T-shirts. Don't know if anyone's going to buy these things. Instead, they buy a lot of them. And the proceeds going to Kids Sport. Now, we did it for what? The month of September, right?
Yep.
Does everyone have their shirt now? Are they all been
we
fired
are,
out?
You know what? I am actually been out hand delivering them. We had a little hiccup in production.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I've been out pretty much every morning delivering shirts personally. So we're almost done.
Perfect.
Yeah, we feel absolutely horrible that they're coming out this late, but we are getting them out.
Well, when something's this popular, right? Hey? When you
I like
something.
The fact that they're hand delivered. That's another. If we do this again, that's going to be a selling point.
Yeah.
Hand delivered.
That's right.
Lightning in a bucket.
Some of them maybe at like 5:30 in the morning at their front door. But
yeah, I don't know if Chris wants to make that promise. But
I can tell you though, my wife and kids love it.
Sure, I bet. But truly, you know, to be very honest, I don't know that we expected the reaction from the listeners like it was, and it was quick, and it was from all over the place. Rural Alberta stepped up, and then the city came in, and then businesses were buying them. I know the Flames bought some. Yep. What was the farthest away? Because I know you had mentioned from
in Oklahoma.
Someone in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that was the farthest away.
Bought a Redism T-shirt.
We thought Trochu, hello Trochu,
yeah,
would be the would be one of the farther ones. But you know, we ended up starting to get some out in Brockett, lots in Lethbridge.
Look at that.
I got cousins there.
Do you? What, Brockett or Lethbridge?
Lethbridge.
Okay.
But now, sadly, there's only one in Saskatchewan, in Regina. So you're going to have to...
Well, you did sour everyone on you in Saskatoon. But nonetheless, the sales were great, and it's on all of our listeners, all the guys out there that bought shirts. And then we needed women cut, and we needed kids' sizes and all of this, and it really went well. Now, Kevin is here from Kids Sport Calgary, Kevin Webster, Executive Director. This is always the best part of it, when we get to shell out some dough to Kids Sport. And I guess in a very literal way, what will this money that you get today, where will it go, and how will it help kids in our city?
Our process is real simple, and this money will go directly into our core business, which is funding kids directly into sport registration for families that couldn't afford it otherwise. So
yeah.
Close to a little over $3,000 will help us fund 12 to 15 kids into the sport of their choice in this, you know, next few months. And we're constantly looking at applications and funding kids every day. So this will help us fund more kids. And we know there's more families out there. And just the awareness of this program was phenomenal for us in getting our name out there and making sure families that do need help know we're there to help them. So thanks to you guys for involving us.
How many applications do you get a day? Like, is it a ongoing thing?
The last couple months would be our busiest of the year regularly, and we've probably seen a little over 1,200 applications in those 2 months. So of that, there's probably over 1,100 of those will be funded kids.
Wow.
That fit the criteria.
Now, you kind of let the cat out of the bag. We were going to have the big how much money are we giving? You kind of threw it out there. But that's all right. You know,
my last time on the show.
That's all right. Yeah, well, thanks for coming. We'll never have you back. But no, it's we actually have a big check. The check presentation. And Chris, I'll let you do the honors as the proceeds to Kids Sport. How'd we do?
So there was 341 shirts. And so the grand total, 3,410 going to Kids Sport. And I think that's just an awesome accomplishment that we're able to do this for Kids Sport. I know me personally, like I do a lot of coaching, minor hockey coaching, a lot of goalie coaching. And so, you know, for me, I do see firsthand a lot of families that do want to get their kids into sports. My wife's a teacher. She teaches elementary school. And so, you know, for me, it does hit home that we would really like to get a lot of kids involved in sports. And so when we came up with the idea to do the proceeds of kids sport, this really meant a lot to me. So I'm happy to be able to say that we got just over $3,400 for you guys for kids sport.
That's fantastic. Yep. Thanks, guys.
I'm glad, and I feel great to help out also. I feel really
I'm glad that you're here to help out, Dean. You've been wonderful.
It's been very fulfilling for me right from the start. I felt a strong attachment, and it's very emotional, and I'm keeping it together. I mean, I'm doing my best, but very emotional. And for you, Rhett, the fact that you would come on the radio and say that someone had caught lightning in a bucket would end up with thousands of dollars.
Lightning in a bucket.
That would go toward to inevitably and eventually bring over $3,000 to help kids.
I still don't understand how that works.
It's a weird world we're in.
And number one seller, too. Lightning in a bucket.
Lightning in a bucket was number one.
Yep.
The pig. Now,
because Pig Mask came so late, it did.
It's
it
very
did
creepy, too.
It is. It's
a bit, I had to wear it.
It's just a bit creepy.
Yeah, Pig Mask is a little bit creepy. People want to know, are there any more shirts?
No, so we are. We made everything that was ordered. So, again, to try to maximize what we can do for a donation to Kids Sport, we did make what was ordered.
Limited editions,
yeah,
right?
So what was made, what was produced.
Yeah, people... I wish I bought a large. Any chance I can make an exchange? Now, how many? Well, did you send out any triple XLs?
Yes.
Yeah. A couple doubles.
There's
doubles and trips.
You know, when we added on the extra sizes, there was a overwhelming
spike in business, right?
Orders north of 50.
Yeah.
No one likes that Euro fits.
Nah, you got to have room, right? You got to have some room.
I like the fact that we don't ever have anyone in the studio. And the day I wear a t-shirt that has been stained for the last 4 days, we're talking about t-shirts. I should have maybe ordered.
Yeah, I know
a
you're trying to make this sound like it is an odd coincidence that you have a stain in your shirt.
It is.
But, you know, out of the 3 days you're here, you're probably 66% chance. So I guess the question moving forward, will there be a second round? Are there any, because again, I'm very involved, obviously, but with the people that really matter, has there been talk of maybe another round, maybe in the new year of another?
You know, I really hope that there are. We haven't had any talks of that yet, but I can tell you right now, for a lot of the people that have received their shirts, we've had an overwhelming number of emails saying, will there be more?
Yeah. The truth is in the pudding.
Demand is there,
as they say.
You know, like for anybody who's missed this first round, they want more.
Jay just played the one that perhaps could be. The truth is in the pudding, as they say.
Tickle feathers.
I know there was a lot of reaction very quickly for Sloppish. People felt like Sloppish would make a good t-shirt.
Sloppish?
I'm seeing a blue t-shirt with like the word Sloppish.
Oh,
and stuff
here we
dripping.
Go. Designer Joe over
well,
there.
Well, I'm very...
Because you are so involved now, you're going to just take over
involved.
All aspects.
Yeah, well, I'm
let
hands
Chris
on.
Decide.
Well, this is how you will get involved. We'll have you in on
you
the,
know, like
the design team
it's
process.
Dripping, you know, like the it's dripping off.
I
the
think a t-shirt with a picture of you in the t-shirt would be.
Well, we were thinking of, you know, a Calfzilla or something for Boomer as well, too.
Calfzilla. I've got big calves.
I tried to leave you speechless there for a second.
It's not a big deal, but it's big calves. Thanks for coming in. Good on you, man. Now, the website for your stuff is?
DiceHockeyApparel.com.
DiceHockeyApparel.com. We can no longer get these, but you have a bunch of other stuff on there, which is hockey-related stuff.
Yeah, our hockey apparel line for those in Calgary at Adrenaline Sourcer Sports, they've got our new fall line on the racks there. So, and we've got about 30 stores across Canada and growing right now. They're carrying our apparel. So
awesome. Or go to the website and order.
Yeah. And then
and get it hand delivered.
Maybe.
The one guy here, where is it here? Rocking my new tee today. Love the hand delivery. That's from Mark. So Mark really appreciates that personal touch that you gave. Kids Sport, I know you guys are always out there trying to generate revenue and interest and get the name out, not only for people that need to use it, but perhaps people that are looking to maybe help out a worthy cause. What's next with kids sport? What kind of stuff are the wheels rolling on right now?
Right now is just the busy season in terms of applications. We're working hard with all our sport organizations in terms of awareness, making sure all the volunteers that are running the minor sport level at the grassroots know about us. And when families come in, they have our applications and are ready to help. In terms of events, we've got the Eric Francis Pizza Pig Out coming up November 12th, and then just getting into our donor appreciation luncheon, which will be November 21st.
See, we're going to be part of the Pizza Pig Out as well, Rhett. We're going to go and eat pizza, so you're welcome.
We appreciate it.
Such a jerk. Chris, Kevin, everybody, thanks for doing this. 34-10. Well done. And on top of that, thanks to all the buddies for buying the shirts and listening and figuring that that's something they need in their life. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.